Hello, everyone. Tonight, our study is about enlargement. And in Psalms 4:1, it says, "Thou hast enlarged me in my distress." To be enlarged means to be increased. In John 3:30, John says, "He must increase," meaning Christ must increase, "but I must decrease." His desire was that he would be enlarged, that Christ would increase in him, and him as a man would be decreased. When Christ is dominant in our life, we can interpret him according to his own ways, not ours. John was able to portray Christ in the right interpretation because he was enlarged. Many Christians live in a small world, as we see in the life of rodents, who live their entire life without straying more than 20 feet from the point of their birth. How different is the humpback whale, which travels 4,000 miles a year? Therefore, the Lord talks about enlargement, and he promises to enlarge our border in Deuteronomy 13:20. Some Christians pray for enlargement in their life. Examples: Jabez prayed in 1 Chronicles 4:10, "O Lord, enlarge my coast." David prayed in Psalms 119:32, "O Lord, enlarge my heart." Paul said to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 6:13, "Be ye also enlarged." We are told in Psalms 4:1 that we get enlarged through distress. And because man is limited in his view, in his knowledge, and in his capacity, God needs to enlarge his heart. Without spiritual enlargement, we are limited to see God or to understand him or to respond to him. Distress is necessary to a soul and would bring it to its knees. It makes it look and search for God and cling to him. In the world, distress is despised and is ugly. But with the Lord, it is a bridge between man and God. When distress does not work, more distress is needed. Enlargement brings increase. Again, in Psalms 4:1, the psalmist said, "Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress, or when I was in pain, or when I was in denial, or sickness, or need, or persecution, or sorrow." Our enlargement comes from our experiences with God. It comes through our personal character and comes through our personal influence. Spurgeon said, "I'm afraid that all the grace I have got out of my comfortable and easy times with many happy hours might almost lie on a penny. But the good that I have received from my sorrows and my pain and my grief is altogether incalculable. Affliction is the best bit of furniture in my heart." That's what he said. Affliction is the best bit of furniture in my heart. When we are in pain, we feel we are losing ground. We get scattered and scared. We get emptied, and we think we are being robbed from inside. But the truth is that the pain we go through is a new foundation for new boundaries. God wants us to get up and start enlarging all the lessons we have learned while in pain and the new foundation he has allowed. The foundation of something is never visible, but he makes our foundation with heavenly material that can be seen. Therefore, we must be enlarged, strengthened, and spread out. The fact is that we need renewal, and renewal only comes after pain. There can be no standstill in the Christian life. Paul recognized this need for constant renewal, as he wrote in 2 Corinthians 4:16, "Though our outward man perishes, the inward man is renewed day by day." God did not call us to a succeeding life, but to an exceeding life. So we as Christians must exceed and overflow as Christ continues working within us. using distress brings enlargement. That enlargement helps us to see God and understand God. It widens the scope of our vision and opens our understanding to the spiritual world. God's desire for his children is to grow and be fortified, extending their spiritual boundaries, advancing in knowledge, and prospering in the heart and soul. When the storm breaks out and our pain has ended, our spiritual atmosphere is changed, clarified, and filled with new life. And part of heaven is brought down to our souls. The storm has passed, and we are restored to a newness of life, and we are enlarged with a new growth. We now have a new vision of the Lord, and we hear his voice clearer. We get nearer through prayer, and we get deeper and closer with the Lord inwardly. In Psalms 126, 1-6, when Israel came back from captivity, where they suffered 70 full years, their attitude and their inward thoughts showed that they have been enlarged. Their mouth was filled with laughter, and their tongues with singing. They praised the Lord for all the great things he has done. They expressed gladness, and they realized that all their past tears in their captivity brought them to reap much joy and rejoicing. Their enlargement was the new foundation of their soul and their knowledge of God. God loves us to be enlarged. He specializes in expanding small things into big things. Examples: an acorn is enlarged into a giant oak tree. A handful of a cloud is turned into a torrential storm. A seed of wheat turns into a large harvest. A baby becomes an adult. 12 men into a world of faith. 2 adults into a world population. 1 sermon into 3,000 souls. 1 woman into a village of Christians. 1 small jar of oil into many jars. How did God expand the oil? She poured it, and God expanded it, because a life of pouring is a life enlarged. We need to learn to transform the possessions of earth into the treasures of heaven by pouring them into others. Also, a one man, Jacob, turned into a nation of Israel, and a eunuch started Christianity in Ethiopia. Someone said, add God to anything and it expands. Little becomes much when God is in it. Self makes a very small world because God is not in it. The man who is wrapped in himself makes a small package. We must exceed. We must overflow with righteousness. We must shame the world as Noah did. Our enlargement should involve our personal character, and our enlargement should involve our personal influence, and also it should involve our personal experience with God. God's desire for us is to be enriched with prayer, be renewed and restored with God and others, be beautified with love for others, expand inwardly and enlarge your world. May our enlargement bring God's presence to our hearts that will add new dimensions to our life and to others. May also our life become richer and fuller. And may God bless others through us in a life-increasing measure. We need to seek and yearn to be enlarged so that Christ will fill us with power and stretch our ability to do things in his service that we have never done before. Amen.